WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. There's been an arrest from last Saturday's stabbing of a Bryan man. 47-year-old Inez Busby is accused of first-degree murder in the death of 54-year-old Raymond Lockett.
She's known him for several years, but has only recently moved in about 3 weeks ago as a roommate.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says some of Busby's statements were inconsistent with the evidence investigators found. According to the arrest report, Lockett had at least four stab wounds, including one that penetrated his heart. Detectives found three knives with blood on them. Busby, who said she had moved to Bryan from Somerville after her fiancé died of a heart attack and her house burned down, was taken to the Brazos County Jail. No bond has been set. The district attorney's office also announced a Bryan man placed on probation in June 2011 for more than three drunk driving convictions is headed to prison to serve a five-year sentence. 34-year-old Martin Espedia admitted to violating conditions of his probation. According to court records, Espedia is also awaiting trial on a charge of sexual assault of a child. Wednesday, during the afternoon commute, College Station police and fire responded to motorist reports of a car swerving in the middle of Balcones and Welsh, with witnessing the car pull into a driveway on Navarro and rolling into a tree. The driver was checked at the scene and an emergency room before being arrested for drunk driving with multiple convictions. Court records for 55-year-old Pamela Paisley indicate two prior DWI convictions, and jail records show a third arrest last July. The Bryan School Board is considering paying a national not-for-profit company more than $100,000 to change the way district teacher salaries are scheduled.
Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke says it would be a merit pay system,
where we reward teachers based on student achievement and growth. But it can be anything that we...
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says how the study is rolled out and how many changes are implemented has to be very well thought out.
This is going to cause anxiety and nervousness. We got to be very careful if we roll this out.
An outline of the proposal from Ohio-based Battelle for Kids is online at WTAW.com. Board of Trustees will consider the contract at its meeting a week from Monday night. The amount has not been disclosed. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You have your choice of two family-friendly movies outdoors this evening at the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater in College Station. Space Jam is showing at 8 in downtown Bryan. First Friday includes the movie The Phantom Toll Booth, starting at 7 at Sale Park. Sandy Ferris with the Downtown Bryan Association says First Friday also includes an open house, where you have the opportunity to suggest what should fill the former Amity Furniture Building at 26th and Parker. She wants to tell you about it.
Possible ideas being kicked around are an indoor farmer's market, possibly some kind of retail, maybe a restaurant concept.
Downtown Bryan Association, Sandy Ferris. There will also be a 14 music events tonight in downtown Bryan. And don't get caught over sleeping on Sunday. Daylight saving time returns early Sunday morning, so make sure you and your clocks spring ahead. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 43 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do the weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the area's leader for over 28 years in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. Your high temperatures into the mid-60s, and tonight we'll have some clouds around. and a low near 50. Now, during the day Saturday, more clouds than sun with a few rain showers coming up. High temperatures 64 to 68. Still a chance of showers on Saturday night, otherwise mostly cloudy. Low temperature in the middle and upper 40s. And we are cooler by Sunday with lots of clouds and a few showers around. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, Jay Sokol here from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Doing very well, thank you.
The city of College Station, like many governmental entities, really works hard with social media to reach out to people. We talked about that a little bit last week.
Yes, sir.
Y'all tweet, is that right?
We do tweet.
Yeah. Well, like many government agencies, Industry Canada reaches out to its citizens using Twitter as well. Telling you this might be something that y'all would like to adopt. These 140-character bursts of information first have to go through, however, a 12-step approval process.
12 steps?
Passing each message through dozens of editors, staffers, and bureaucrats.
140 characters.
Yeah. The process takes weeks.
Is it any wonder that it's a 12-step program?
Including days of coordination with other agencies to set up retweets of the post.
Wow, we are doing this in the entire wrong way.
Yeah, you do. That's what I mean. You can understand there's, well, you know, and I, in some ways, I hate to say that to you because there might be somebody over there who goes, well, you know, we might need to have some sort of a threshold. Just see that conversation starting up sometime next week on Texas Avenue. So we'll see how that works out. So what do you got for us today?
I have your guest today, Gary Logan from your College Station Parks and Recreation.
It's Gary Logan. How are you, Gary?
Great, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. What you got for us today?
I'm still recovering from the Twitter comment.
Well, just saying, it could happen. It could happen. So.
Kind of like trying to mow a 10-acre plot with a push mower. By the time you get done, it's time to start over.
That's it. They'll anyway. Do that. Well, yeah, y'all don't do that, though. Y'all have bigger equipment, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a couple things going on. Primarily, first up is next Saturday, we have our neighborhood fishing program out at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park off Krennic Tap, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone's invited to come out. It's free. It'll be put on in a with kind of a partnership with the Texas Parks and Wildlife. You know, just a fun, free fishing clinic. If you're over 17, please bring a fishing license. But other than that, you know, you can come out. You can bring your own equipment, but we will have some on site. Be a great, great time. You know, hopefully we'll have nice weather.
Do you have canned corn? Is that what you use on to bait the hooks?
No, we'll have a variety of things.
Okay, we used to use corn.
Corn.
We did. They called it a fish out back then. It was right before they were going to drain the pool, you know, and all the chlorine had dissipated. They'd bring in these things, and Beachy had actually cooked the fish for us, which was great. And so we'd go out there and do a remote broadcast, but that's what they used, was canned corn.
Just because you wanted to eat.
No, not at all. But I have to say that fried trout and donuts are not a good
pairing. Oh, no.
But anyway, this is a neat deal. It really is.
Yeah, it's really fun. Everybody come on out. It'll be great.
Do you need a fishing license?
If you're over 17, please bring a license.
Just double checking.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, you're good to go.
You're going to be there?
We'll have equipment.
You're going to be there? Are you going to be there?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you!
I more than likely will.
Right. Come on out. I'll see you there. Other thing we have going on, registration for youth and adult group tennis lessons until March 28th. All right, it's a six-week instructional program, and then the seventh week is our game night. It'll be a lot of fun, dry fit shirt, tennis balls, rack style players. Just really, really great time, great program.
I used to play tennis, but I got so short I couldn't see over the net when I stood at the baseline. So.
Maybe you should try pickleball.
I know. I haven't been there yet. Still haven't got it. They want some more information. What do they do?
CSTX.gov/parks will get you started, and give us a call, 979-764-3486.
There you go. All right. Thanks a bunch. Anything else you got?
Well, according to a list that Gary and the folks at Parks gave me, over the next 3 days we'll have close to 1,000 people here for various tournaments. Today there's an HEB flag football tournament at Central Park, about 120 people participating in that. And then over the weekend we've got an NSA Gold Glove Spectacular at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex, more than 600 people taking part in that. And then a 7 Sports Invitational baseball tournament at Bachman Park, and more than 200 participants there. So if you see these folks wandering around the city, welcome them to town and thank them for being here.
Wow, so and they'll be spending money. That's what we like, right?
We love
spending
that
money. By the way, I don't know if you know, South by Southwest is getting started this weekend in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things, it's the 40th anniversary of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And so as a result, it has now been restored with a new 4K transfer from the original 16mm film. Fantastic. It was shot in 1974.
There's something else that's going to be at South by Southwest.
What's that?
I read this last night. The chef who created the Cronut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is going to be a South by Southwest with a new creation, and it is a it's like a glass, a small glass made out of chocolate chip cookies.
I saw that.
And, and you fill it with ice cold milk.
Oh.
It's like a shot sized glass, and you drink the milk. And then you eat
jam the
cookie.
Glass in
yeah,
there?
You eat the cookie.
You eat the glasses. You're drinking the milk.
Oh my gosh, that looks so good.
That's so that's like the whole thumb and salt and lime and
a little bit
and tequila thing, isn't it?
But that's a South by Southwest.
I guarantee you, if it's a South by Southwest, there'll be somebody who'll put tequila in there instead. Cool.
Tequila chocolate chip cookie.
You bet. We visit the folks in the city of College Station on Fridays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
Looking forward to some good weather, finally.
Yeah, we're enjoying that. That's for sure. You brought a guest this morning.
We're here to talk about the Museum of the American GI's open house. It's coming up March 21st and 22nd. The largest military vehicle rally and reenactment in the South. Just, it's a real educational experience. So I'll let you talk a little more about that.
Hey, Brett, how are you this morning?
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's like people who live in Washington, D.C., who don't go to the Washington Monument or whatever, but you know, this is a great opportunity for people to see something that's been in our backyard for how long? My gosh.
Well, believe it or not, this is our 15th open house.
Wow, that's amazing.
There's been a lot of talk about the Aggies Go to War thing that's going on in Belgium.
Sure.
This is an opportunity for people, as a prelude to that, to see the actual equipment that was used in the Battle of the Bulge. We want the public to come out and see the living historians and our historical equipment. And I'm talking running Sherman tanks. So get a little taste of what these guys went through at the Battle of the Bulge, but it's kind of without the anxiety, the fear, the filth, and the cold.
Kind of the, you get to see the hardware without having to go through the hardship. How's
exactly.
That?
Yeah. There's nothing like seeing history alive. If you've ever been out to the reenactment, come this year because it's totally different. We've got a completely different scenario. We have teamed up this year with Admiral Nimitz Museum from Fredericksburg, and they're going to put on a small Pacific War, and we're going to use members of the Corps of Cadets are also now involved with our activities, and they're going to play the part of World War II Marines in the Pacific War reenactment. And then following that, we're going to have a vehicle parade, a small arms demonstration, and then we'll have the main reenactment. And this all takes place on Saturday, starting at 3 p.m., and probably will last about an hour. But also, we have a school day on Friday. We have a lot of school children coming out on Friday that we have living history displays and camps that the school children are touring through, and we're trying to really turn this into a educational event for the community.
Don't necessarily need to put this into some people's minds, but one of the things that's so great about this is it's transgenerational. You get an opportunity for, you know, what better thing to do than take a young child through and see the way things really used to be. Great chance for a grandfather to maybe connect with a grandchild during this.
Exactly. There's just nothing like seeing things static in a museum and one thing, but feeling a tank roll by 10 feet from you and the ground shaking and the noise and the smoke and you come out with a totally different thought process about what this is all about.
Brent, is there a cost involved?
It's $10 donation for adults, $5 for children, and children 5 and under are free.
Now, logistically, how does this work? Because people may see you have a sign up. For years, there was not even a sign, but there's a sign up now. But logistically, what do you want them to do as they arrive in their cars?
Primarily, we're parking people in the Santa's Wonderland parking lot, and we're running a bus between there and the site. We park people over there, and thanks for the generosity of Santa's Wonderland letting us do that. and use one of their buses also.
I think it's really, it's a treasure out there, and it's kind of has not been discovered by enough people. Brent, if they want some more information, got a website they can go to?
They can go to magicstx.org. That's Museum of the American GI, College Station, Texas.org.
Okay, and you got a link over on your website?
acbv.org. The event's on there.
I like the idea of Battle of the Bulge without all the bad weather, right?
And everything else.
Exactly. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Brent. Okay, anything else?
Downtown Bryan, we've got First Friday. We've got art fill going in, those huge cubes. There's about to be some new art that will start on First Friday, so we're doing that. We have the Arts and Medicine exhibit at the Arts Center in College Station, 2275 Dartmouth. Local doctors, spouses have created some pretty good art over there. You should go check it out. And then we also have the Seed Gallery in downtown Bryan in the old Federal Building. Always, like I say, check out acbv.org for all our events and exhibits and things like that.
Thanks for the time this morning. Yep. Visit with the folks from the Arts Council on Fridays on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG Appliance Team. LG Turbo Wash and Door-in-Door Refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at BestBuy.com/LG.
Texas A&M Baseball's got a three-game series this weekend with Louisiana Tech. It starts at 6:35 here at home, 6:35 tomorrow night, and 1:05 on Sunday. Softball will be hosting Missouri. It starts at 7 tonight, followed by a 4 o'clock game on Saturday and a noon game on Sunday. Meanwhile, basketball team's got Auburn, final regular season home game of the year. Recently on the Billy Kennedy Show, Coach was talking about Sean Smith and the recruitment of Sean. Sean will be here on the show next week. Here's Coach Kennedy on Sean Smith.
Top 100 player in the country. When we started recruiting him, one of my former assistant coaches named Isaac Chu was one of my assistant coaches at Murray State, was recruited Sean to go to Missouri, and Sean originally was planning on going to Missouri. We were fortunate to get him because of Coach Chu, highly recommended him to me and vouched for me, and fortunately we were able to get Sean almost 2 years ago now.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy on Sean Smith. Aggies and Auburn tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 2:30 broadcast time on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, guys, let me have your attention for a minute. If you're reaching the golden years, one thing that may concern you is ED. You know, it's only natural that things slow down a bit as we age. After all, nothing else is working quite as well as it did in our 20s. But you know, there is help. Good, high-quality, doctor-developed, effective help. Restore MX from the Activate Company is helping millions of men gain some of that youth back again. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Is it time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Well, you can find out more at activateproducts.com, or you can call them. It's free, 800-465-4411. And remember, like all Activate products, Restore MX is 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. That's Restore MX from the Activate Company, 800-465-4411. 4411. He was so fast that he could outrun a racehorse. And not just for the first 40 feet or few yards, no. He would race that horse for a full 100 yards and still beat them. And you're probably thinking that he had to be the fastest man in the world. And he was. He was the great Jesse Owens, winner of 4 gold medals in the 1936 Olympics in Germany. This courageous young American set several world records with his feats of speed and agility. Now, to really understand what happened, you have to remember that Adolf Hitler was in power in Germany at the time, and he had been telling the whole German nation that they were superior to everyone else on Earth, and it was their duty to overtake the world and run it for the benefit and greater glory of the Fatherland. You see, it was Hitler's plan to use the Olympics to showcase German superiority in athletics. He told everyone that the world would see just how fast and strong the German athletes were, and the rest of the world would realize that they didn't have a chance against the superior German genes. But Hitler, well, he didn't count on Jesse Owens. That fleet-footed Yankee threw a monkey wrench in Hitler's whole plan. Not only did Owens defeat the German athletes on the field of competition, but he proved that Germans weren't the greatest athletes on Earth. When Jesse returned home to America, well, he was often asked to demonstrate his amazing speed. And since he was already the fastest man in the world, racing against other humans wasn't much of a challenge. So a few smart promoters came up with Jesse racing against racehorses. And he beat a number of them, too. And we're not just talking about some old plugs here. Nope. Jesse insisted and raced against the best bred racehorses in the country. He said on several occasions to the promoters, "Don't bring me any old nags. It's only going to be a race if I beat a high-bred racehorse." And in fact, that was exactly Jesse's secret. A secret that showed that Jesse was as smart as he was fast. It's a little-known fact that Jesse Owens knew that when the gun went off to start the race, a high-spirited racehorse would rear up from being startled at the gun. It would take a few seconds before that horse settled down enough to start running. A nag wouldn't do that. And a few seconds, well, that was all that Jesse needed to be nearly 40 yards down the track with enough lead to win the race.
Hiring picks up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The economy created more new jobs than expected last month. The Labor Department says employers added 175,000 workers to their payrolls in February. An uptick in the nation's unemployment rate to 6.7% suggests a lot of jobless workers renewed their job searches. Production of some Ford trucks will be moved from Mexico to Ohio next year. The automaker announced the 2016 models of its F-650 and F-750 medium-duty trucks will be built at a plant in the Cleveland area that currently produces other commercial vehicles. A big change in retirement benefits is coming for some Boeing workers. In 2 years, the aerospace company will freeze the defined benefit pensions for nearly 68,000 non-union employees. The workers, including Boeing's top brass, will be switched over to 401k plans in 2016. Stock market futures are well into positive territory now. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at diabetic11.com. That's diabetic11.com.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Low testosterone dads. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. New fathers undergo hormonal changes, including a drop in levels of testosterone, according to Notre Dame anthropologist Lee Gettler, speaking at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
And we're also able to look at their day-to-day involvement with their children. And so we found that men who perform the most day-to-day childcare in kind of a hands-on physical caregiving way tend to have lower testosterone than fathers who report no involvement in those kind of activities.
Gettler says that low testosterone doesn't mean less masculine.
If you ask many fathers whether taking care of their kids and helping to provide for their family is an important component of what makes them a man or a good man, I think many would say yes.
He and his team are now looking at babies, mothers, and fathers together as a system and factors affecting the child's emotional development. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're easier than ever to bring home. Get a 3038E compact utility tractor plus a John Deere 305 loader for $17,349 at 0% financing for 60 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
WTAW News Time, 8:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Monday after spring break, the Bryan School Board will decide whether to change teacher pay to a merit system based on student achievement and growth.
Online at WTAW.com is what an Ohio company calls support around compensation system design and multiple measure selection. Translated, it means adding incentive pay for teachers at academically high-risk schools. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke says they're responding to requests from principals who want to slow down teacher turnover.
And they really feel like having some sort of incentive merit pay system would be to their benefit to be able to retain high-quality teachers for long periods of time. They also are interested in us trying to do something with longevity pay just to hold people.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the new pay plan would begin in the 2015-16 school year.
To get quality teachers to want to go to that school or any of our at-risk schools, we do need something like this, and we just don't have the time or the expertise to bring you something that's knowledgeable or based in fact and research.
During the workshop, it was mentioned it would cost the district at least $100,000 to employ the consultant. The specific amount of the contract won't be revealed until the meeting on the 17th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
5 days after a Bryan man was found stabbed to death, police have announced an arrest. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 47-year-old Inez Busby had been a roommate of the victim, 54-year-old Raymond Lockett, for about 3 weeks.
Online at WTAW.com.
She was there at the time. They did interview her that evening. They didn't feel comfortable with arresting her at that moment. They wanted to seal up some details. They then talked to her a subsequent time. Statements changed, and then they were still inconsistent with the evidence, which gave them enough to obtain an arrest warrant on her for murder.
McKeithen says Busby and Lockett had known each other for several years. According to the arrest report, Busby was looking for a place to stay after her house in Somerville burned down, which followed the death of her fiancé. Investigators found 3 knives with blood on them, according to the arrest report, and that Lockett had at least 4 stab wounds, including one which penetrated his heart. A College Station man's 20th arrest since 1998 accuses him of stealing electricity. A 2-month investigation resulted in this week's arrest of 33-year-old Waylon Leggett. Officials at College Station Utilities told police investigators power was cut off at Leggett's apartment in mid-December for non-payment. Leggett is accused of breaking a seal from the electric meter to restore power 2 times. After the meter was removed by the electric department, Leggett is accused of stealing a meter from a vacant residence to obtain service once again. According to the arrest report, Leggett told police someone he did not know staying in his apartment was responsible. The latest robbery of a convenience store was in College Station early Wednesday morning. The clerk at the Exxon at Rock Prairie and the freeway told police the suspect stuck his hand in his waistband as if he had a weapon and demanded money. When surveillance video is released, it will be posted online at WTAW.com. from Brazos County District Court. Shoplifting while wearing a court-ordered ankle monitor puts a Houston man, in prison for 6 years. The district attorney's office says 43-year-old Stephen Lyons pleaded guilty to taking $1,500 of golf equipment from the Academy store in July of 2012. Lyons was found after investigators saw the ankle monitor watching the store's surveillance video. At the time, he was on house arrest for driving with an invalid license. Lyons has multiple convictions for property crimes from Harris County, which contributed to the prison sentence. A Montgomery County judge says a 28-year-old man can face a murder charge as an adult over an alleged childhood attack when he was 13. Prosecutors say Don Wilburn Collins poured gasoline on Robert Middleton and set him on fire during Middleton's eighth birthday in 1998. Middleton survived but died in 2011 of skin cancer. His death was blamed on the burn injuries. A delegation of doctors from the Texas Medical Association is lobbying Congress to stop the use of what they call a flawed Medicare payment formula. Unless Congress acts before the March 31st deadline, Texas doctors will suffer a 24% cut to Medicare physician payments. Dr. Michelle Berger, an Austin doctor who's part of the delegation, says there's more to consider than the economic impact on doctors.
And the other real thing that concerns me more than anything is the ability of my patients when they need a physician to take care of them, if they're a Medicare patient, if they're going to be able to find someone who will be able to afford to take any new patients in their practice.
Dr. Berger says she's not encouraged. The bill that would change the payment formula has made it out of committee, but is yet to make it to the House floor for a vote. Organizers of First Friday in downtown Bryan have a big night planned. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says the schedule includes 14 musical performances.
We're going to showcase our new art fill installation, which is down on the north end in front of the old ice house. We have a really cool metal and wire sculpture that's been attached to two of those wire frames, and that was a project of an A&M architecture class. And Mike Check, the Slam Poetry group, they're going to have an event there under that new installation at 7:30.
This month's free movie at Sale Park is The Phantom Tollbooth, starting at 7. There's also a free movie tonight at College Station's Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. Space Jam will start at 8. There's no charge for either show. Daylight saving time kicks in this weekend. Remember to set your clocks ahead an hour before you go to bed Saturday. WTAW news time, it's 8:36 now, 46 degrees. More news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fado's Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy, it's munchy, it even has its own catchy tune.
Munch of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
You'll always find fresh values at Subway, where this March, we've got two favorites as our featured values. The much-loved meatball marinara continues as our featured $5 footlong. Try it with peppers and melty mozzarella, along with our signature marinara sauce. And don't miss the better-for-you Black Forest ham, our $3 6-inch select. On freshly baked bread with your choice of veggies like crunchy cucumbers. Get them both all month long as our March featured values. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only plus tax prices. Participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
It's 8:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service, that means overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. After work, you come home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out that day. 690-2278. Here's some numbers for you.
Through today, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. Your high temperature is into the mid-60s, and tonight we'll have some clouds around. and a low near 50. Now, during the day Saturday, more clouds than sun with a few rain showers coming up. High temperatures 64 to 68. Still a chance of showers on Saturday night, otherwise mostly cloudy. Low temperature in the middle and upper 40s. And we are cooler by Sunday with lots of clouds and a few showers around. Temperatures mid to upper 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, at last we have a cruise ship where, I don't know, apparently you'll just be able to sit and they'll jam food in your mouth. It's a place for you to get lazier than ever.
Assuming you don't get sick.
Yeah. One of the many downsides of going on a cruise, beyond the fact that you're on a cruise and you don't really care what people do back in their home of Decatur, Georgia, or whatever. Because you sit down with a bunch of strangers usually, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll start over. Beyond the fact that it's a cruise, is that not all the rooms on the cruise ship have a view of the ocean.
Right.
So the cruise line Royal Caribbean recognized this, and it teamed up with a design firm to develop virtual balconies. That'll be a virtual balcony. That'll be an 80-inch high-def screen displaying real-time video streamed from ultra HD cameras mounted on the exterior of the ship. So even if you've got an interior that has no windows, now you'll be able to see outside in real time.
Now you'll be able to pay as if you had a window.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. They'll eventually get it to that point.
It'll be fine until some prankster plays, you know, like video of World War II.
They hack the system. They hack the system. And believe me, somebody will try and somebody will succeed.
Or somebody finds out where that camera is that's sticking off the side of the boat. And it's
really,
like, woohoo, I'm going to be a star.
That's right. Do a selfie and put it up there. Yeah, they put their phone screen up in front of the camera so that you can see the selfie of them. So it looks like somebody, this gigantic face is looking into your cabin.
That or, you know, you do the picture of your backyard when it's snowing.
Yeah,
and put that, it's just any kind of random silliness.
Okay, so we've been able to figure all this out, and they haven't? I mean, is that the problem here? All right, anyway, so we got that going on. New York City tattoo artist has caused outrage after tattooing his dog and then posting the photo on Instagram. Good idea. Good reason to be outraged. The tattoo artist, who is known as Mr. Metro, tattooed a red heart with an arrow and the names of Mel and Alex on the dog while it was sedated for surgery to remove its spleen. Many critics called the tattoo abusive. The artist locked his Instagram account and other social media sites after the website Gothamist published the photo of the dog. That's started the uproar, as I can imagine. The dog didn't ask for it, okay? Of course, it's
he
all
probably dresses him up,
well,
too.
Well, again, I was going to say, this is a much more permanent situation of dressing your dog. I don't know, the tattoo probably doesn't make the dog's tail get tucked, but nonetheless. Now, this is, this is kind of interesting. If you notice the spotter car from Manny Sosa's repo company, as it scouts Massachusetts parking lots looking for vehicles whose owners have defaulted on their loans. He has an unmarked car. It's part of his technological revolution that goes well beyond your repo business, transforming any industry that wants to check on the whereabouts of ordinary people. An automated reader is attached to the spotter car, takes a picture of every license plate, and sends it on to a company in Fort Worth, Texas, that already has more than 1.8 billion plate scans from vehicles across the country. Obviously, there could be multiples of plates, as you can imagine.
Ah, yes.
These scans mean big money for him, typically $200 to $400 every time the spotter finds a vehicle that's stolen or in default. And he runs his spotter around the clock, adding 8,000 plate scans to databases that we have in Fort Worth every day. But the most significant impact on his business is far bigger than locating cars whose owners have defaulted on loans. It is the growing database of snapshots showing where Americans were at specific times, information that everyone from a private detective to insurers are willing to pay for. While the public debate about the license reading technology has centered on how police use it, business has eagerly adopted this. We're talking $10,000 to $17,000 scanners that have remarkably few limits right now in the law. Digital Recognition Network in Fort Worth claims to collect license plate scans on 40% of all U.S. vehicles annually.
Now that's creepy.
Well, they have a system in Europe where they do this. In England, most especially, and I believe it has the ability, if I'm not mistaken with the numbers, it has the ability to capture 600,000 license plates a day.
Whew.
Okay? So that way, for people who are, and the police situation you may know about, how police will drive down a street and they'll take the plates, and that goes to a database to see if there are any warrants out on the people, mm-hmm. any wants or warrants. And, you know, I guess I feel comfortable with that until I'm not, you know, until it starts to be used for something else. And this sounds like it's something else. And right now that sounds innocuous enough. Okay, I want to know where people travel, and you'll use that for whatever. But, you know, insurance companies, they are concerned about that. They want to know where their insured are. No, what do you boys think? I mean, they've always said it, information is power.
And, it really is.
It's just every time we run into one of these, and it's a cop-out, but it's more and more Big Brother.
Sure it is.
Every time, though. I mean, it's NSA, and then, oh, wait a minute, this private business is going to be able to tell where your car is, which means more than likely where you are all the time.
I don't know that I have a problem so much with the temporary use of it. In other words, like right now. But the storage and reaccess of it is where it can get really dicey.
And you know they do.
Well, of course they do. Well, and that's all you need is when you take that information, how is that massaged by Digital Recognition Network of Fort Worth? I mean, because they'll take that and you put it into a database, and you take that database, and then you make inquiries out of it as you want.
And does the NSA then have access to that network?
Well, they have to. If they want it, I mean, you can't deny it. I don't know that they've asked for it.
But I mean, that's just one more thing that the NSA has then to say, you know, we know exactly where you are, and then you will be there at all times.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. We'll see. I kind of hate that story comes out on Friday.
Tinfoil Hattie.
Yeah, well, it is, but I'm sorry it comes out on Friday. I hope somebody picks it up and it grows a little leg so you can see, you know, if something can happen over that. Well, and the other thing, I guess you heard what the Massachusetts legislature did yesterday. The story had been that the state Supreme Court had ruled it is not illegal to snap upskirt photos.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see this one.
Yeah, well, that story came out, but quickly yesterday, the Massachusetts legislature closed that loophole. So that it is now illegal to take those pictures. I presume the governor will sign that today. But, I mean, within 24 hours of the court saying that it was okay for this guy to do that because the people...
Not okay, yes, just not illegal.
Right, excuse me, you're right. It was not illegal for them to do that.
Because the judge in his ruling even said this is absolutely not something that's appropriate.
Sure, but he was shielded by the law as it stood, and they changed it. So good on them for that. All right, it's 8:47.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. Tax time is here. Don't procrastinate. Bottom Line Bookkeeping can prepare your taxes now. From simple to complicated, from personal to corporate, we are ready now. Call us today, 691-2345, to set up your appointment. 691-2345. Thank you for voting Bottom Line Bookkeeping the best in tax preparation for 9 consecutive years. After over 30 years, you know that you're more than just a number to us.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my sleep number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go, enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue and College Station.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
849, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I don't know, Patrick, I'm going to ask your opinion about this. Is this Bitcoin thing too esoteric? Do people care about that?
Yes, a lot.
It's too esoteric or they care about it a lot?
Yes,
both. A lot. No, actually, no, it's an appropriate response because, yes, the people who love it, and they understand the benefits it could have. I'm not invested in it myself. I tried using my computer to mine a few. Turns out it's very difficult. And you use about 10 times the power running your computer's graphics processor to mine these Bitcoins than you do actually getting the Bitcoins.
Okay.
So people are using them as an investment now because it's way too volatile to use as a currency. But there's been some issues, and, I mean, this could be talked about probably for the full 3 hours of our show.
Well, okay, Bitcoin basically is digital money. You know, I'm not going to get too far out in the weeds, but it's interesting because governments probably don't like it.
They don't.
Because there's a level of anonymity there that you don't have with PayPal and the other things that you might use that transact, that do monetary transactions on the internet. Because it's just an ID that has no name attached to it, it cannot be taxed.
And Bitcoin advocates would point out that dollar bills do the same thing, which is why it's the, drug runners tend to use cash.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing is you can use this for all sorts of transactions that you don't want to have traced.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, the exchange rate is very volatile. It was about $650 yesterday. What's interesting is
it was up to $1,700.
Yes.
Late last year.
But two things happened yesterday. The guy who is apparently the father of Bitcoin went to the Associated Press yesterday after a story came out somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it was because I don't have it in front of me. But said who he was, and so as a result, he now has gone to Associated Press, I guess, to tell his story. And secondly, the American CEO of the firm has been found dead in her apartment in Singapore, and it is a suspected suicide, but we don't know that.
The firm yet. Of what?
The American CEO of the firm that deals in Bitcoin.
Is it Mt. Gox?
Mt. Gox.
Okay,
that's
an exchange.
Okay.
Because the thing is, Bitcoin is a distributed open source algorithm.
Okay.
And it exists out there. People can look at it. People can, it can be dissected by people who know what they're doing.
Okay.
And a few people do. But Mt. Gox is an exchange in much the same way Wall Street is. So they sort of set commodity prices, and in this case, the commodity is Bitcoin.
And these are the ones who lost all their money, right?
They
got
did
hacked
because
and they lost all their money.
The point, and I see, I read both sides. I know a lot of people are concerned because digital currency is just really weird.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, if we want to talk about this again, just go into depth some other time, we can. I'll just say one other thing that advocates say about this digital currency is that Mt. Gox isn't being bailed out. They failed.
Good point.
No,
they
failed.
The market took care of it. The marketplace took
care
of it.
And the people who had their money there are, for lack of a better term, screwed.
Yeah.
They're not going to get anything.
Right.
So what that encourages because of this failure is more prudence in the future on both sides, on the banking side and the consumer side.
Yeah. Unlike America, where we continue to do it over and over again.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
that's their point. Well, once again, I'm not invested in Bitcoin in it to any degree.
Yeah, but and that's it. And, you know, actually, they're coming up with other derivatives now that allow people to get into things that are just as shady as what caused the crash a few years ago. And again, that's it. That's because that's got government and politicians and bankers all involved as opposed to Bitcoin, which is, I guess, a pretty pure form, if you will. Dorian Nakamoto is the guy's name. Newsweek busted him yesterday and said he's the guy who is the father of Bitcoin. So he's out there telling his story now. But it is. It's It's one of those kind of under-the-radar things to a whole lot of people, but other folks who are invested in it think it's
the cat's pajamas.
How's that? For an anachronism.
Wow. This is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Aggie fans, the Texas A&M softball team opens SEC play this weekend with a three-game series against the Missouri Tigers at the softball complex. First game Friday at 7 p.m. will feature a special post-game fireworks show. Saturday's game's at 4. The Aggies wrap up the series against the Tigers Sunday at 12 noon. Come out and support your fighting Texas Aggie softball team all weekend long. Purchase your tickets today by visiting AggieAthletics.com or by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE and gig 'em.
You deserve a home that's your haven. BlindsGalore.com can take you there with the perfect window treatments for a space all your own. Clark from California says,
"We've purchased from Blinds Galore before. Their product, including fit and finish, is exceptional, and their price was far below their competitors.
With free samples, free shipping, free exchanges, free blind and shade expertise, and truly amazing deals, Blinds Galore really does go galore. Your home is where the good things happen, so keep the good in with Blinds Galore." Blinds Galore.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so in Troy, New York, the Grace Baptist Church wants to bring people in for Sunday service later this month. So they sent out a flyer that says, "Win a free AR-15 and may peace I give unto you," John 14:27. The church will be giving away what is described as a New York legally modified gun. At the bottom of the flyer, it says that applicants will be subjected to federal background check. The church is in the district of Assemblyman Steve McVaughn, who will be speaking at the upcoming event. He said it's a legal product. Churches raffle off items all the time. My church has a $10,000 raffle every single year. There's a church in Bryan College Station that's doing this. I don't know what the gun is, but they're doing it as well.
There are churches, when I was growing up, almost always, like, part of the church, you know, party at the end of the year or whatever was you got a chance to win a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah. Troy Councilwoman Lynn Kopka says that it is that in a time of increasing gun violence that there just should be a better way to get people to come to worship. For their part, the spokesman for the Troy Police Department said, "We recognize the uniqueness of the gun giveaway and expect full compliance by the church relative to all applicable rules and guidelines." Yes, I would imagine they would.
Is it a little scrutiny there, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Ty Pennington and Emeril Lagasse going to be on the upcoming TNT series On the Menu, the show, which is produced by Mark Burnett, because he doesn't have enough money.
No.
Will feature professional chefs creating new signature dishes for various restaurant chains and stadium concession stands, with the winner being added to the restaurant's menu the very next day so viewers can try it out.
Now, that's cool.
Yeah, that's an immediate gratification. Bill Whitaker, youngster that he is, now will be part of the 60 Minutes cast. Actually, they've gotten a lot younger. Morley Safer's about the only one who's, you know, doing a walker. Anyway, he'll be moving to New York City. He'll start on 60 Minutes pretty soon.
Really? I just began re-enjoying that show.
60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Well, again, it's like anything else. It had a tremendous responsibility because it was the first one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think they lost their way for a little while and allowed themselves to kind of be driven by the marketplace. They freshened it up. They've sped up the pace some. The thing is, investigative journalism really on the network level started with them. The gotcha journalism thing probably was there. I mean, we love to watch Mike Wallace skewer people. But then it became, you know, done really pretty poorly. I think NBC did some really poor investigative work. And but I agree with you. I think 60 Minutes has got some pretty good stories out there. I think they've also kind of moved back to the center, at least. They were fairly liberal for a while.
Yes, they were.
Lady in Inglewood, Colorado.
Which has served CNN so well.
Yes, really. Lady in Inglewood, Colorado doesn't have a family, so she lives with mannequins.
Oh,
every day for the past 14 years, Suzanne Heintz has been coming home from work to her plastic husband, Chauncey, and her fake daughter, Margaret.
Oh, my gosh!
Letting you know about that.
Cuckoo.
Yep. All right, two movies. Only two movies coming out this weekend. 300, Rise of an Empire, likely the top box office attraction.
They might take some of my money.
Really? This is
the first 300 movie was a good movie.
It was. I don't expect this to be better. I just hope it's nearly as good.
Okay, you feel like it could possibly be worth it. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to see it in 3D. I don't think I have a choice.
Watch that blood and stuff.
3D
and also,
movies are bad.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
I may be going to that one.
Yeah. Voices of Ty Burrell and Stephen Colbert and live action based on the cartoon classic and the Wayback Machine and all that. So that, yeah, that could be kind of
I fun. Tried to explain that to my daughter because now cartoons don't have sub-cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
And she kind of looked at me and I said, trust me, when I was growing up, there were like cartoons with